Welcome to WPET Talk Radio. I am Melissa Fox, and sitting across from me, I noticed no wedding ring. It's Dr. John Paul. How are you, Dr. Paul?
I am fine, thank you. And no wedding rings because I lose them. You know where.
We started off there, did we? I've got Dusty and also Chris with me, and we've got lots of questions for you, Dr. Paul.
All right. I'll see if we can have some answers.
Hi, Dr. Paul. How are you?
Hello.
Well, you know, you already started off with the question about the wedding ring, so I'm just going to jump right into it. If they were going to do a bronze statue of you, what position would you be in?
I hope standing straight up and not on my knees laying around someplace. But yes, I have no idea. Just probably standing up with my arms someplace.
That was what I imagined. Well, it's great meeting you, and I'm really excited to have you on the show. So,
thank you.
Big fan. I was wondering, could you tell us what your most interesting case is or your most satisfying case ever? I know you've been at this a little while.
Yeah, I've done this only now for about 50 years. And I don't know where on Facebook they say that I've seen 20,000 patients. It's more like half a billion. And the most interesting cases, there's so many. Like I said, I don't sit still any day, so I just keep moving. But there's one day that was actually standing out of my mind yet, but I castrated a 3-ounce rat and a 2,600-pound horse.
Wow.
On the same day. Yeah. So, yes. But otherwise, no. Like I said, I take care of animals. As a veterinarian, I love animals. I want to help anybody that has a pet, even if they have exotic pets and they are, they know how to handle them. You try to help them and make the people happy to help them. I've had a snake where they were feeding a rat to a snake, and then the rat started eating the snake instead of vice versa. So the lady was all distraught, and yes, we fixed up the snake. Why not?
I remember that episode. It was very interesting.
Yes.
He was really chewed up.
He was. That rat took all the T-bone steaks right off him.
Yeah, I guess. I guess the diner became the dinner.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, now I understand that you have some exciting news this right now. You're getting ready to release a new pet food. Why don't you tell me about it or tell us about it?
Yes. Okay. What we're sponsoring a line of food that is all American made. It is basically simple. There is no artificial colorings in there. It's basic food. It comes from Central Distributing Services in Sioux City, Iowa. And yes, across the river, they say it is a chicken factory. I forgot the name. Never mind. But anyway, so yeah, they have lots of places where they can get the ingredients. So it's all American made. And we've been using it now. The dogs love it, and the horses love it. So we have feed for horses, dogs, cats, chickens, goats. I think
rabbits.
One or two more, but everything. Rabbits, yes. And, it's simple food. And I think this is the main thing where, we do not put all these fancy things in feed for those animals anymore, but just go back to the basics.
It makes sense, because I used to make my own food for the dogs, and it's because it was easier with a little rice and beef or corn, man. And no corn. That's the thing. Everything is corn.
Yes, because, in America, they grow corn. But corn is more for ruminants than for the carnivores. Little corn doesn't hurt, but it should not be one of the first ingredients, And this is what is so important. Every client that comes to me and has a problem with skin problem, diarrhea, thrown up, it says, are you looking at the ingredients, what is on the bag, on the food that you feed? For the simple reason, that's what you look for. And the ingredients are all written down. That's the law. But the biggest ingredient comes first, and then it goes down the road. So, yes, if corn is number two or three, that's too much. But if it's number 5 or 6, I don't mind.
That makes good sense. Now, what about salmon, things like that? Do you
fine.
Eat all of those?
I have found, though, through the years, where cats, and that is all in the commercial, the cat food, sometimes become sensitive later in life or sometimes early to fish in their diet. A cat is not a fisher. It may eat a fish that came on shore dead or something, but most likely not. A cat is a meat eater more than fish. And I find that some cats cannot tolerate the fish that's in there. I don't know if a cat rants or not if a cat... But anyway, you see the cats that they eat it, they love it, and they walk away from the food dish and they suddenly throw up and the whole sausage comes back up. And... No, I have about it. Yeah, because you got to clean it up. It looked like a sausage, but I don't like it. But anyway, you start looking at the ingredients and do not use any fish in there. So you stick with the chicken, the liver, the beef, you name it like this, and suddenly they're better. I had a veteran that spent $1,500 on his cat because the cat had diarrhea, thrown up. And they couldn't find it, and he called me up, and he says, so-and-so and so. He says, is the cat healthy? Yes. Is the cat eating good? Yes. I said, then get cat food without fish. And within a week, he called back. He said, my cat is doing good.
Yeah, if you think about it, cats are birders, they're mouses.
It's a meat eater. Yes.
Not fish. Now, occasionally, they'll play with them in the fish tank, but that's...
yeah.
Well, where are they going to be able to buy this fabulous food? I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. Okay, the feed, all the food is coming out. We're still working on it. TSC has a contract with us. That TSC, the Tractor Supply Stores, are going to sell it. Right now it's available on Chewy, and it's coming on Amazon, I think, also.
Okay.
Yeah, I was wondering that, too. So
yeah.
Send us this out. Crazy campaign we're all
going to
have.
Yeah, and I'm not embarrassed, but yes, they have a life-size picture of me on the bag almost. Yeah, so if the people that watch the show, they cannot make a mistake that I'm on the front. Yeah, it's amazingly. And thank goodness they took a picture from a couple years ago, so it doesn't show all the wrinkles.
So I got to ask you about the Incredible Dr. Paul TV show. How much longer do you intend to do that?
No idea.
No end in sight
for me because, yes, I may be an old guy already. I've done veterinary medicine for 50 years, but every day for me is a challenge, and I love a challenge. But besides, I love the work with animals. Never, say, oh, I don't know. You can always find out. Somebody else has done it. In this day and age, there is not a new disease that we can name after ourselves. Somebody has done it. When I need an anesthetic for a snake, I can look in the book already and find out what somebody else used. So, yes, you may not know it all by heart, but you can find it. And to make a diagnosis and try to help the animal is good. Sometimes that's not always good. Just day before yesterday at the clinic, we had to do a exploratory abdominal suture on a young dog, 9 months old, because I felt something in the abdominal cavity that was not supposed to be there. And I thought, I hoped for the foreign body because it was a pup, and pups eat things. When you open it up, it turned out to be a lymphatic tumor, and there was no way we could save him. It had completely occluded the intestinal tract. So... yes, we make a diagnosis, and then sometimes that's not always good, but that's life.
That is life. I don't know if you have any pets of your own, do you?
How much time do I have? Well, at this moment, we have 4 dogs in the house. And, it doesn't make any difference how many. We go by total weight. We have over 600 pounds of dog in the house.
Oh, goodness.
Yes. We have 2 Danes, a Newfoundland, and a St. Bernard. And 3 out of the 4 are rescues. The new feed Diane wanted, and we bought it about 10 years ago. And we just went through a big surgery. She had a splenic tumor, And we took about a 4-pound tumor with the spleen out of her about 4 months ago. She's doing fine. If it had not been a veterinarian, I would not have been able to do it, because most of the splenic tumors we find after they have already broken in the belly. The St. Bernard we've had for 3 years now. He was 150 pounds when he came. Now he's 225 pounds. And he moves things. Even if you're sitting in a chair and he sits beside you, you suddenly feel yourself moving, because he's so big it doesn't make any difference. Another Dane that is already 8-9 years old, it was a rescue. And then the newest one is also a Dane, and she is so stupidly smart. She can open doors. We have to make a video sometime, because the two Danes run outside. The one can open one door, and the other one opens the second door, so they'll just walk in. But they're fun. Then we have two cats that live with the dogs. I got videos where our Siamese is sitting on my lap and rubbing on the St. Bernard's nose, which is actually bigger than her head. But they all get along, and that's the main thing. And then outside, we have peacocks, we have geese, we have ducks, we have chickens, we have bandy chickens. At the clinic, Charles has some emus, and that's where our Frisian horses are. And then Charles, at this moment, has only two Danes. And actually, most likely, there'll be another one coming up again.
Goodness.
Well, Dr. Pohl, you left off my favorite. Why don't you tell us about Tater? I think it's so cool that you have
he's not our private pet. He's the clinic mascot. And Tater came with us about 3 years ago. Hot summer day, somebody brought him in on a Saturday with one of those leg traps for raccoons on his front paw. And how he got that loose is beyond me, because that thing is heavy. And he came to some people that lived about 5 miles away. They thought it was the neighbor's cat, and it wasn't. So they brought it to the clinic. Dr. Brennan removed the trap, cleaned it up, cut the maggots out. And on Monday, she said, John, what are we going to do with them? Because the local animal shelter don't want them, because they have to have that leg amputated. And she says, do we put them down, because there's nobody that wants them? And I looked in this cat's eyes, and I says, not this one. So on Tuesday, I castrated him, took his leg off. On Wednesday, I opened the cage door, and he has owned the clinic ever since. His name is short for couch potato, because we had a couch in the clinic at one time, and he would lay at the end of the couch, and then with the one leg would reach out and grab you, so you had to pet him. The couch disappeared, but honestly, he is completely happy in the clinic. That cat is not afraid of any animal walking into the clinic. And we've had horses, ponies in the clinic, we've had hunting dogs. And it's the funny thing, when he lays in the middle of the waiting room floor, and this hunting dog comes in, says, oh, a cat, I'm going to chase him. And he's laying there looking up at the dog and says, hi, how are you? What's that in here for? And the dog says, he's not running. Well, then I don't have to chase him. So, yes. And another thing is, because he has three legs, every so often we have an animal that comes in that's injured and we have to amputate a leg, and people say, oh, I don't know what to do with a three-legged animal. Then he said, just look at this black cat, and everything is fine. Then you understand that an animal is not handicapped. You know, just recently there was a dog that was 11 years old, and he had cataracts and glaucoma in both eyes. He couldn't see. It was painful, and it looked at the lady. The lady, we should take these eyes out, because it will improve the dog. Just recently, she came back to have the stitches out, and he said the dog is doing fine.
Well, just don't lose the furniture.
Yeah.
No, I did that. My spaniel was blind. Yeah. I mean, it made me mad. I moved the couch. Sorry, that was a bad joke. But it actually did happen. And we moved to a new place, and the blind spaniel accommodated quicker than the rest of us.
Oh, yes. Because they have a memory that I don't know how they do it. But their 6th, 7th, and 8th sense that we have lost. They know, and especially if things don't move. But don't forget, they also have long whiskers. You know, even dogs have some hair. So if they care, they go careful, and they sense things. I don't know how. I wish I could, but animals are so fantastic for me that they can sense things that we don't. This is why we have the drug sniffing dogs. That's why we have, you know, the dogs that can smell, you know, the people have drowned. How can you smell a body on the water? But they can.
Yeah, they're training them too to lick the people to find out if the insulin is low for diabetics.
Let me tell you a story about that. We had a lady came in with this little foo-foo dog, not trained for anything, 7, 8 years old. Her husband was taking care of her because she was a diabetic, and he died. This little foo-foo dog took over and will wake her up at 3 o'clock in the morning, blowing in her ear, lady, your insulin is low, go get a candy bar. Now, how does he know? How did they teach him? Then nobody did. He does it on his own.
Isn't that incredible?
It is.
It's amazing.
It is. It's beautiful.
Yeah, animals never cease to amaze me. You move to a new place and they find their way back home once they run off for the first time. They know exactly where you are.
Yeah. You know, and now we know already that the magnetic pole is moving, but it doesn't make any difference for animals. They know how.
You mentioned a couple of breeds, Dr. Pohl, at dogs. Is there a favorite breed that you've ever worked with, or one that you don't ever want to work with?
No. Diane and I love the big breeds. I don't know. Probably laziness on our part, where we don't want to bend over and pet them. Yeah. You know, the one Dane that's a rescue, when he stands up straight, his nose comes 6 inches underneath my chin. He's one of the tallest guys that we ever had. But I don't have a favorite breed. Many people ask me, what is your favorite animal? It's a healthy animal. I'm a veterinarian, for doggone sake.
But have you worked with some breeds that you prefer not to, say, adopt or something like that?
No, it's not the breed. It's the upbringing, you could call it. I want to know, you know, well, the biggest problem is that you have to socialize your animal, your dog, maybe cats also, but that's not so important. But no, socialize, take it out in public. Many people that have a dog that is basically scared, they are fear biters more than attack dogs. And take them to a dog obedience, where the lady or the guy that is working with you will teach you how to handle the dog. And I had a case in a little while ago that was a lady with a pit bull. And all we had to do is just take a blood sample for heartworm check and vaccinate him. And he said between her legs and barked the minute I walked in the room. And I says, can you handle him? No, I'm afraid of him. I told you. I said, sir, there's no way that I could do anything with the dog because, you know, he was just scared, just like she was. So I told him, he says, okay, bring her husband. A week later, they come in, the husband, the wife, and the child, and the dog is so friendly. We put him on the table. He licks my face. He's just happy because he doesn't have to protect her, and the husband knew how to handle the dog. And I told him, says, now, you take your dog to dog obedience classes, so you learn how to handle this dog. It's not the dog's fault. It's the people's fault.
I agree. No bad dogs, just bad owners.
Correct.
Here in Florida, we have, unfortunately, they don't like the pit bulls, the terriers, and they will not rent to you insurance, won't give you home insurance for your house. I think that's a really bad rap. Again,
it is. 50 years ago, pit bulls were babysitters. And I can tell you a long story about that. I don't want to do it now, about a pit bull that was protecting a little child. But they were babysitters. It is just the people that made him bad. Look at this bad dog I have. Man, I look here. He better be careful. He's going to bite you. No. A dog has to be your friend. It's not a protector, maybe in certain cases, but not normally. Yes, they may protect your house for strangers, but when they're outside, they should be friendly for everybody. And that can be taught to dogs.
Dr. Pohl, really appreciate you coming and hanging out with us today. We look for more information about your animal feeds as soon as they get everywhere. You're already on Chewy, Amazon,
yep.
and Next.
Yes, we are.
Can we look forward to anything else from you at this moment?
Just more and more episodes. What you see actually from the show is a year old.
Okay, so you're still you're in production?
Yeah, the production. So, yes, there's at least a year coming down the tubes yet, and after that, probably even more, because I love my work, and I think that what shows in this show. Secondly, of all, they're making too much money on me, so they don't want to quit either.
So check out the incredible Dr. Pohl, who's sitting right next to me, hands clean. Thank you so
much. Thank you, Melissa. Thanks for having me, and good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, so first of all, Dr. Pohl, thank you for that. I want to tell you that I'm a Great Dane lover myself. My wife and I have one. Yeah. The fact that you love the big breeds is special to us for sure. Our next guests today are a company from Colorado. They are called Susie's CBD Products. And the reason we're bringing them on today is because they have a very, very compelling story. There's a lot of information. Most of you, meanwhile, have heard about CBD. There's just so much information out there. There's a lot of misinformation out there. And this is one of the companies that I have found that does it right, and they do it from seed to sale or from start to finish or from farm to phyto, however you want to say it, they do it right. And so with that being said, I'd like to welcome Caleb Gilmore and Megan Stahl, owners of Susie CBD. Welcome.
Thanks for having us, Chris. Caleb here, as well as my partner, Megan.
We're excited to be on the show and excited to be here at Global and happy to be providing some information about CBD.
So before we get going, one of the things that's really cool about you guys has been the story, and I wish our folks listening could see the video, and they can. Go to SusieCBDTreats.com, SusieCBDTreats.com, and you can visually see their story because it's very compelling. More importantly, I think what we want to do is just tell the story to our listeners. How did your story evolve?
So me and my partner, Richard, this is Caleb, started this company at the end of 2016. He was a family friend and a lifetime entrepreneur, and he came to me after he had gone through a back surgery, and he became, unfortunately, a little bit dependent on the prescription painkillers that they had given him at the hospital. After a few months taking those pills, he realized that they were having really detrimental effects on his body and that he needed to get off of them or die. So he did some research and he found alternative options and he looked towards the CBD and was actually able to find that by weaning off the prescriptions and starting to introduce CBD into his routines, he was able to fully get off all of the opioids that he had been taking previously. He naturally started giving them to his dog, Susie, who was his best friend, and saw amazing results. When he went to the store to look at products that were available for pets at the time, he found that there was a lack of quality products at fair prices. So he saw this opportunity and came to me with the idea to start a company, make the best products we could, and get them out to as many animals that we could by charging what we think is a fair price. So with that simple mission in mind, we came up with some recipes and came up with a brand name and started selling dog treats. We have since then grown our business into a thriving company. We manufacture our own products, which is unique in this industry. We use all organic human-grade ingredients, which is also unique. And everything that we produce comes from our organic hemp farm in Colorado. So we are vertically integrated, like Chris said, and our passion is to produce products that are safe, as high quality as possible, and effective. And we're down here at Global Pet Expo, hopefully just continuing to spread this message and continue to share this across the country.
What's 3816.
There you go.
Isn't that amazing how I know that?
Thanks, Chris.
Well, so a couple things for our listeners that's really, really important. You know, this is a compelling story because there's so much misinformation about CBD out there. Most of you have heard about the vape issues that have transpired over the last 6 to 12 months. You know the government's taking a hard line on that. Of course, all of that has to do with ingredients. how they mix stuff, the fact that they're using illegal chemicals. And so when I came across this company and these folks, they live it. They don't just say they live it. They don't do it just because it feels good. They do it because it's the right thing to do, and they love animals. So one of the things that I wanted to make sure of as I got familiar with the CBD industry was get on a plane and go see them. And it was a wonderful experience to be at this organic hemp farm. It's wonderful to learn from people who have more experience than anybody in this country how hemp is grown, what particular aspects you have to pay attention to. And that's one of the things that I think these guys have done exceptionally well. And the fact is, their biggest slogan, the one we love the most here, is that they try all of their treats on the humans and their coworkers before they give it to the pets, don't they, Megan?
That's absolutely right. We wouldn't have it any other way.
Hey, so tell us just a little bit about some of the products that you're doing and how you go about making them.
Well, I think that we have the tinctures and the treats, which is something that is pretty prolific in the industry. But one of the things that sets us apart at this point is that we're starting to produce a cat treat. So just like dogs, cats can experience great benefits from CBD products. Cats who are high anxiety, who might be old and have inflammation or pain, CBD is a great benefit for them as well. We're also working on a horse biscuit. So this is going to be really exciting for us, and we're hoping to spread this message so that horses can also receive benefits from CBD. And last but not least, we also have a peanut butter. It's 125 milligram infused CBD peanut butter. That's great for stuffing Kong treats, keeping your dog occupied while you're gone. Also great for grooming. You can throw it on a bath mat and let your dog lick the CBD products while they're getting groomed. That's just a little bit about some of our new and innovative products.
What I liked most was that we were... at a trade show
it's
together.
Just me. I don't have anything important to ask you. Susie, it's
You're next. I just wanted to say this, that I've eaten the peanut butter because we were at a trade show and they had bagels with nothing to put on them. So we opened up a jar of Susie's and it was fantastic. Melissa, please.
Well, that makes perfect sense. I was just going to ask. No, seriously, is this all topical or ingestible? I mean, ingestible, or do you have a topical, like cream for bad hips for dogs?
Both. So the tinctures we make are suggested for ingestion, but we have come up with a formulation for a topical product, a salve, and that's great for hot spots, skin irritations, and abrasions, as well as, one thing we did when developing that formula was make sure that all the ingredients are safe if they are ingested, just because you can't control if your dog might lick it. So when we do our product development, we're very rigorous to ensure that everything is safe and that there's nothing in there that doesn't need to be added, but that everything that is in there has beneficial qualities.
Wow. Okay. Now, initially when I heard about CBD oil for my pets, I ran out and I grabbed some stuff, and it was made with a grape oil base, and that's really bad. It's out there for pets, and I hope that we can get some word out that what you guys are doing, you test it on people, it's good for the animals too, and it's not made with something that's actually going to counteract the good stuff. That when I found out that grape oil was actually bad, I was really angry because I'm trying to save my dog.
Right.
And you kids look like you've really got it under control.
Thank you.
Where can we find your stuff again? Where's the website?
Our website is suzycbdtreats.com, and we're sold in independent pet stores across the country. If you get on the website, you can find a dealer near you, and we are also available on our website.
Perfect. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Well, we're at the Global Pet Expo again, people, and I wanted to remind you that if you are walking around the show this week in Orlando, Florida, be sure and stop by Susie's booth. I'm sure they'll be happy to give you a sample of their heart treats with CBD in it. I personally like them as an afternoon snack. Then I haven't really told anybody that.
Our employees like to dunk them in our coffee in the morning.
Well, there you go. That's why you have such happy employees.
Pain-free.
Guys, thank you so very much for coming on the show. I really appreciate you taking the time to explain a little bit more about CBD. It's such an important subject.
Of course. Thanks for having us, Chris. We appreciate it.
So we're going to keep going today with our broadcast. Alex Canales is going to join us from New Age Pet. Alex, welcome to the show. Have a seat.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good. I'll see you in a bit, buddy. So tell us a little bit about New Age Pet. I know that you guys are in the furniture business, yeah?
Yes, we have been in business since 2004. The unique proposition that we bring to the pet owners is that we have a proprietary material, which is a combination of wood and plastics, and we make a compound, and then we fabricate all our products from this compound. We use repurposed wood as well as recycled and new plastics, so it has an environmental component to it. And we make products that enhances your lifestyle by enhancing your decor in your home. So our cages look like tabletops. We do some fun products like bunk beds, and Murphy beds, and very unique items that we have designed over the years. We also make outdoor products such as chicken coops and dog houses. And we guarantee all our outdoor products for 10 years because of this proprietary compound that we make products with. It's very beneficial to make products outdoors.
So does that mean, for instance, if we're talking about cat furniture, that if the cat is scratching it, would be more scratch resistant because of the material?
So, yeah, our material, the color is through the compound. So if a cat was to scratch the material, the scratch would not be visible. Our products are also very easy to clean. You can power wash the chicken coop outdoors.
Thank goodness for that.
Absolutely. our indoor products, such as our crates, are impervious to bacteria and viruses because it's not porous like wood. So it has some significant benefits over some of our competitors.
So I take it the home farm market, a lot of folks are raising chickens.
Yes.
In the city. I can't remember what the exact name is, but I'm assuming that's a big market for you because it seems to be a bigger and bigger market at this show.
It's definitely a growing category. Many municipalities are allowing now 2 to 3 chickens per household as long as they don't have a rooster. People are keeping chickens for fresh eggs.
So mm-hmm.
Basically being closer to the farm, and it is a very large growing category for us, yes. We have several different sizes, so if your yard is a little smaller, we have smaller chicken coops all the way to walking coops, so yeah, we have a nice variety of products, yes.
So our listeners may be interested in finding out more about where they could get these products, look at them. Tell us a little bit about where they can find your products in the United States.
So we sell our products worldwide. We have a big presence in Europe. We have a big presence in Australia, New Zealand, and Japan. And within the United States, we sell all major retailers. So we are Chewy Wafer, sells a lot of our products, Amazon, PetSmart, Petco, Tractor Supply, Target, Home Depot, Lowe's. Most of the products are sold online and not at the stores.
That's very interesting. The one store that you mentioned, and now I can't remember what it was, but it was a non-traditional retailer, and that makes perfect sense.
Wayfair,
that's exactly right. Very interesting. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, going back to Wayfair, you know, for their home decor and furnishing.
Right.
And it's our products fit that category. We do very well with them. Our crates, again, they look like tabletops. Our dog beds look like furniture. So this is right up their alley, and we've been carrying very well with them. And it's a non-traditional pet outlet, absolutely. Yeah.
So while you're upgrading your living room furniture, you can simply add the New Age pet furniture that matches your new furniture and have it all delivered by Wayfair. Is that what I'm understanding? So you can redo your entire house pet-friendly and match. Is that correct?
That's absolutely what we're doing. You nailed it, yes.
Well, I think that's smart because a lot of people are paying attention to all of that nowadays, and it's more of a lifestyle choice than just a dog bed.
Right. I think the industry is evolving now, and they're taking lifestyle into consideration. Before, a lot of these products were utilitarian, in that a cage was just to confine the animal. Now people are more concerned about how they look in their homes. People tend to have multiple beds as opposed to just one bed in different rooms, and it certainly has to match their decor.
So have you ever taken that material that you use for your products and made your own bed with it yet?
Not yet. But that's a great suggestion. Maybe we'll expand into human products. But right now we're focused on the pet industry, yes.
So tell me where your booth is located at this Global Pet Expo.
So our booth number is 5470. We have a large booth there displaying a lot of the categories that we plan in. And stop by. We'd love to see you and talk to you.
I'm going to go by and I'm going to take some pictures, or one of my teammates will, so that we can get some pictures posted online. I think people need to be able to see this. I think that, you know, it's easy to talk about CBD or dog food because it's either a kibble, a can, or an oil. But when you have home furnishings, it's far more taste-based. It's far more decor-based, color-based. And I think that just having an understanding of the beautiful stuff that you do, because I walked by your booth, honestly, earlier. I needed to make sure I knew what I was talking about, but very, very, very high-quality products.
Thank you. Yeah, we think we're offering a very unique proposition for our customers, and we're expanding into other categories such as reptile. We just came out with a couple of units that are much more different than what's out there. They look like furniture. They can go in any room in your house. And I would love for you guys to stop by and see our products.
Well, you guys can see that online on our social platforms later today. We will post all of the pictures that we're taking at the show. We will tag the particular manufacturers that we're speaking with so folks who want to follow them, find them, buy their products, and actually know how to get there and do that. Alex, thank you so much for coming up. This has been very educational because I think, you know, pets are becoming far more family members than they are considered pets anymore. And so all you're doing is really making them as comfortable and aesthetically pleasing environment as you can.
Well, thanks for having me, Chris. And I agree with you that pets are part of the family, and the industry has definitely evolved, and it will continue to evolve. So thank you.
Alex, thank you very much for your time today.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, just wanted to wrap it up for the day. Melissa, do you have anything else for me? Did I cut you off in any way else? Did I?
No.
I didn't want to cut you off earlier in that conversation.
Yeah, you didn't want to. Dr. Poe was going to handle my light work. I'm just going to say that. So, no, everything's fine.
it's a
rubber
show.
Glove. Thanks,
yeah.
Guys.
It's been a great show today. I'd like to thank everybody for participating. Everybody that was here, Dr. Pohl, our Colorado CBD, CV's Pet Treats, New Age Pet Products. And we look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. We have a wonderful guest. And when I say bat channel, you might kind of get a hint of who that might be. But tune in tomorrow, and you will see and talk to a number of folks that you're going to talk to. So. Thanks, guys. Signing off now.
Thanks, everyone.
See you tomorrow.
Bye, guys. Need that picture that you sent me that. Thanks, everyone. That was awesome. Bye-bye.